This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 30th. Well, grain markets in general last week were basically drifting lower. We had wheat in Kansas City pushing into new lows for this move. Minneapolis is pretty close to the lows from a few weeks ago. Chicago is still above those lows, but finding it difficult to really maintain any upward momentum and pretty much being dragged down by the other two wheat markets. It is gaining against Kansas City, obviously, and I think part of that is just simply the tighter supplies in hard red winter wheat are keeping those basis and FOB levels elevated, and it's keeping us out of the export market, whereas we are seeing some demand start to show up for U.S. soft red, primarily from China. So that's helping support Chicago markets. The chatter last week that Ukraine was going to shut down their new humanitarian corridor because of Russian mines in the water, that pretty much was denied right away by Ukraine. And then the wheat market just continued to drift lower after that. So for the week, we had Kansas City down 27 on the front month December, Minneapolis down 11, Chicago was also down 11, corn down 14, soybeans were down just 5. You know, they too were drifting lower, but they seem to be finding better support. It's more of a sideways type of price action. There is concern about what is going on in Brazil, trying to get the soybean crop planted, but it's pretty dry in the major part of the growing region. Hot as well, well over 100 in most of those areas. So the farmers have kind of slowed down their plantings, waiting for some rain. The shorter-term forecasts do bring some light rains into that region of Brazil. But beyond that, there's not a lot of follow-up. And it, you know, the forecast suggests it's going to return to hot and dry. So that's creating some significant concern down there, not only for the soybean crop, but it, you know, the delaying of soybean plantings, or if you do get a good soaking rain, they may opt to replant some of those fields. That just pushes harvest back and it pushes the corn planting back for the second season. And then that really pushes that crop into the hot and dry normal climate for that region. So this has long-term implications, again, not just for soybeans, but also for corn. Here in the United States, the weather is turning pretty cold in the northern plains, quite a bit of snow across much of the plains. The cold is stretching down into the central plains and over into the Midwest. We've seen significant moisture falling not only across the northern plains, but the southern plains. Much of Texas has gotten a good soaking, at least the eastern two-thirds of Oklahoma that stretches across the eastern central plains and across most of the Midwest. Going to slow down the remaining harvest here for corn and beans, but definitely sets the stage for much better moisture conditions through the winter and then into next spring, which is another reason why I think Kansas City has struggled here. You're just setting the stage for much better production prospects for the next year's crop. A couple other things. Ukraine reporting this morning that their October all-grain exports were 2.15 million tons. That was basically half of what it was a year ago. Year-to-date, since July 1, we're sitting at 8.9 million tons. That's down 3.0 million tons from a year ago. So they're still struggling, even with this new humanitarian corridor. They are just really struggling to find a way to export the grain. A lot of it's going over land, but that's very expensive and time-consuming. This is why they're going to this humanitarian corridor. So far, it's working. But again, you know, they were worried about mines that were laid down by Russia. And frankly, that was just a matter of time before Russia would try to shut that down as well. But it's still operating. But again, you know, exports coming out of Ukraine are woefully slow. And one other thing, taking a quick look at the world FOB offers from last week. Here in the United States at the Gulf for soft red winter wheat, we're at $255 a ton. That was down 4 from the previous week. Hard red winter wheat at 288 is down 11. In Ukraine, they're offered at 190. That's unchanged. Russia's at 225, which is unchanged. Romania's at 240, down 5. France at 248, down 7. Argentina, 265, unchanged. In corn out of the Gulf, we're at 220. That's down 5. Off the PNW, we're at 240, also down 5. Ukraine is at 185, which is showing up 25. So that's quite an aberration compared to what everybody else is. Argentina is at 215. That's down 5. Brazil is at 220. That's down 5. In soybeans at the Gulf, we're at 505. That's unchanged. Argentina's at 540, down 5. Brazil is at 515, down 5. So moving forward, it looks like wheat is just going to continue to drift lower. You know, with KC pushing into new lows and Minneapolis on those lows, it's probably where Chicago is headed as well, at least to test those lows, which is still, you know, 20-some cents away. But still, it's just we're not able to get any traction to the upside. The movement coming out of Ukraine is part of the pressure, but it's mostly Russia and Europe. They both have a lot of wheat to move. They've got a decent amount of carryover from last year, and they're competing aggressively in those key North African and Middle East markets. So, you know, I think until winter hits and we start to see a real slowdown coming out of either Ukraine or Russia, or Europe gets to the, you know, the bottom of their bins, it's going to be difficult to sustain rallies in wheat. World supplies are tight. Exporter supplies, other than Russia, generally tight. So really, it's just a matter of, you know, slowing things down out of Russia, which doesn't look like it's going to come from Ukraine, but it could come from Mother Nature. They're still going to have deep water ports that they can move wheat out of, but it won't be nearly the pace that they've been doing so far this marketing year. So short term, probably continuing to drift lower, but longer term, as we get into the winter, I think the markets will find a way to work their way higher. It might not be a blast to the upside, but it definitely will be, I think, better supported as we get into the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.